30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a five-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
And now,
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackson's back.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
I'm walking down the road, so I grabbed him.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice. All right, well, so you were here last week. This is your third week in a row. I'm very excited about this.
In a row.
Yeah, so you've had an exciting week. I know that your dad got married.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were down in Tennessee, and the pictures are gorgeous, and you guys all look so cute with all the little kids and everything. So Tammy Dunn is going to join us in a little bit. She is obviously the executive director of the Bridge Food and Diaper Bank, is what it's called now. It used to be Walworth County Food and Diaper Bank. But she is also the queen of DOS Fest.
I thought that was you.
No.
No, you're the queen of the races.
Yes, I am queen of the little leg races. But she's going to come in and talk a little bit more. We've got some updates on DOS Fest and some really cool stuff going on. We did some promoting at the Kenosha Kingfish game.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was fun. So, yeah.
The Kingfish games are fun.
Anyway, so without further delay, we must get to our jokes from Jackson this morning.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You got jokes?
Yep.
All right.
Lay it on us.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can opener that doesn't work. Trash in my house.
Yeah, junk.
Yeah.
A can't opener.
Can't opener.
We should have had that.
I got to focus here.
Right, yeah. I'm not really feeling very good about our chances right now.
What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
Itchy hair.
Hair, I don't know.
Bugs Bunny.
Ah!
Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, that's good.
That is good.
Bugs Bunny, yep. Mm-hmm.
Why was the Easter Bunny so upset?
Gotta be something about eggs. His eggs were cracked. His eggs were hard-boiled.
God, yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
I don't know.
He was having a bad hair day.
Oh, what about eggs?
Should have got that one. I am not on my game today.
You are not. Okay, next
all right.
one.
All right.
So what did the horse say after he tripped or after he tripped?
Oh, gosh. This is a family affair now?
Help, I've fallen. I can't giddy up.
I got
you
that.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now he gets a point. Yeah. And that might be his first point ever.
Because you guys only...
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Why?
Because the pee is silent.
Okay.
Oh, my God. True?
You got one?
But you
got
to know how to spell pterodactyl.
Right.
I don't know how to spell pterodactyl.
P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L.
That's what pterodactyls do. Well, Jackson, hopefully we see you again next week. I know, again, your summer social schedule is rather busy, so... I'm glad you were here 3 weeks in a row. We love it. We love it when you're here.
Cool.
You do make people laugh. I have had a lot of comments that they're like, that kid is funny.
You should see him in person.
Book, right?
I know.
He's a riot.
He's a riot. Anyway, so we are going to get to more talk about DOS Fest. It's coming up quick.
Can't wait.
Lots of new stuff going on. Remember, we've moved it to Wilmot at the Kenosha County Fairgrounds, and Tammy Dunn is going to join us next and talk more about DOS Fest right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Jackson's jokes.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Okay.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Tom is completely stunned that we just started talking about what we started talking about off air. So Tammy Dunn joins us this morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am good. We've spent a lot of time together. We're going to spend a little bit more time together this afternoon walking through our DOS Fest plans over at the county fairgrounds.
Well,
but
prepare.
Yeah. So last week on Thursday, we went to the Kenosha Kingfish game and promoted DOS Fest at the game and did little leg races out in the outfield between a couple of innings. And so much fun.
It was
great. It was awesome. And so, but we were talking, and actually, we were listening to the Badger baseball game in between our dog races stuff on my phone, you know, like she and I were sitting there and just like huddled around the phone. So, but we also started talking about, and I don't even know how I got on the subject, but my husband was with us. Oh, this was at the before we went there. And we went to a little pub and had a beer first. So she was talking about her and her husband got a Sleep Number bed.
Oh, okay.
So that's what she was. So Tammy just looks at Tom and says, last night I got an 85 and I'm feeling, he's like, what?
I thought you were taking a test while you were sleeping.
Because they were talking about technology and how Tom's phone updated and he didn't. And so he's, you know, and she said, I know there's all kinds of technology in my house that I don't even know how to use. And I said, like your Sleep Number bed. And she said, yeah, because she got the Sleep Number bed that has like Dolby surround sound and you know
why would
like,
you get up
like exactly she could live in it.
I could
and so
I
like could. Yeah, room service, I mean all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's crazy. So that's how, so yeah, so she got a good night's sleep last night. She got an 85. Her normal is 76. It keeps track of how well you sleep.
It does.
That's
it does.
Awesome.
It's a really cool bed. Yeah. I mean, on our promo, there you go. But it, it is, it's really, it's
the
worth
last
it.
Last thing I want is something recording me when I'm sleeping.
Well, I mean, it doesn't, well, it doesn't record you. It records,
no, there's no
if
like.
I'm getting a report in the morning. It's recording.
Well, but it detects how much you move around and toss and turn and stuff like that. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, we got a Maverick. It'd be like,
oh, well, that's
we'd
what,
get a three.
Right, like my, my
Maverick
dogs.
Would like fall between the two beds. Maverick would probably be like, where are you, Maverick?
Grab a paw and pull him out.
Right, yeah. So anyway, DOS Fest is like less than a month away.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Gosh, here it comes.
I know.
We're ready.
We are. I think that you are more ready this year than we ever have been. And
1,000%.
That is because of the partnership with the Kenosha County Fairgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
1,000%.
Are awesome. Their board is incredible. Like, they have looked at this as a long-term relationship from the very moment that Tammy went to them and proposed this idea. And it's like going to meetings to get permits and stuff, and I've gone with her and everything. It's just been an incredible atmosphere, welcoming, inviting. We're looking forward to it. I mean, they are building a building right now.
Yeah.
And they are building it to get done in time for DOS Fest.
Good.
They were going to build it anyway, and then boom. I mean, they are on it, and well, I believe it's going to be done.
Yeah, it was going to be a 2026 project.
Mm-hmm.
So they bumped that up to get it done for this year.
Yeah.
Which is so cool on so many levels. It will be done for sure.
I did drive by it, and it looks like it, but there's no way it won't be.
It's the DOS Fest boost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What can you do?
Push a button.
That's right.
DOS Fest.
Genie blink.
Right.
The Outlaws is this big event that's happening the weekend before us.
Oh.
So they definitely want it done by then as well.
Sure.
So we're you know, here we go.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
I know Sheriff Zorn is excited about it.
Yep. He was on a couple weeks ago talking about his golf outing. And we talked to him about that. And he said he's looking forward to having it. He knows that it's going to be a great thing for the community.
Cool.
Yeah.
For a long, long time.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Because
it's good to have a home.
There's no way we can outgrow the Kenosha County Fairgrounds.
No.
We're just, that's
never
going
to happen. Well, we can
try. Well, absolutely
we're
going to
give it our best shot.
Yeah.
We do have some plans for 2026 already.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking little European village and...
Nice.
Ooh, I just dropped that. Yeah.
Ooh.
So there's a lot to happen this year and there's a lot to come.
Yeah. So I know that I need to start off talking about the little leg races because...
Everybody
as
knows
far as
that
I'm
you
concerned,
were
right?
About that.
Surprise!
Beer dogs. That's it.
Shocker.
So, have we reached our goal yet, or will these dogs continue to register to race right up until the deadline? You know, and what is the deadline?
Yeah, they can still register to race right up until. There are a few races that are sold out, but we still have a lot of openings.
Yep.
We're over 200 dogs, so I know.
So I can walk
200
in with a dog
little
the
legs.
Day of the races?
Well, 200 times 4 little legs. 800 little
800
legs.
800 legs.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of legs.
Hey, but we've had over 300.
Yeah.
And we will this year, too. Yeah, so
at the Kingfish game, so many people were like, yeah. I didn't know. Can I still sign up? Yes, absolutely.
And so. I will tell you that, so Ty went with us, and he was the rack card passer outer. He handed one. Here's your next event you got to go to. Yeah. Here's your next event you're going to. Hey, you're going to this event now. And handing them the fair brochure and the Das Fest rack card. And that's what he would say to everybody. Here's the next event you're going to enjoy. Hey, you're going to like this event. And
I'm
every
sure
single
he
person he
blast.
Could possibly, you know. Well, you know, he's not really that kind of guy. He just was like, I'm just going to stay here, so here we go. Yeah, so there's a lot of people. And he was saying to people who were walking in with those dogs, because he asked me at one point, it's just the little dachshunds and corgis, right? And I said, yeah. And then a few minutes later, I heard him, somebody hadn't registered, wasn't going to race, but had a little dachshund. And he said, your dog can race at this event. And so he was paying attention. And so he.
Go Ty.
I think, yeah.
Go Ty.
He invited a lot of people there.
And also, there were a lot of families at that baseball game.
Yes.
So it was very cool to talk about how family-friendly Das Fest is. You know, there's a carnival. There's wooden shoe carving, glass art, glass-making demonstrations by Matt Glass. I mean, they're so cool.
Yeah.
They're so cool. And they dress up. They wear lederhosen while they're making the glass. It's very cool.
Yeah.
But there's tons for kids to do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're a kid at heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
No wonder you have so much
fun.
And
I really missed it last year.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to Milwaukee, but we can make up for it this year.
Oh, that's
right.
Great.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be helping.
Yeah, let me get on the phone with the beer distributor. Hold on. I'll be right back.
We got to double the order. Tom's coming.
No. I got to get home.
Well, you can take the shuttle. You can ride the shuttle.
You can ride
that was
the
a good
shuttle.
Lead in. Good job.
And you know, and I'm going to have a camper 5 miles away. So
oh, perfect.
Don't forget.
I can stagger
so,
that far.
Right. But
not a problem.
Well, Ty can ride you on the little 250 Sherpa.
Not going to happen.
That's my transportation for the weekend.
Nope.
So.
I'm not getting on back, and it will break.
Everybody's like, how do you sit on that thing? And I'm like, on the fender. Just
backwards.
Just don't ask. Backwards would be good. Anyway, so just talk a little bit for the people who don't know what's happening at Das Fest every year. Talk a little bit about the highlights, the music, just everything.
Yeah, so it's definitely the music. So 18 bands over 3 days.
Yeah.
That's a lot of music for a $2 admission, right? You get all this music. It's German and Americana music. So then you'll be walking around and you'll run into 7 Alphorn players who will just stop and start playing these Alphorns and, you know, just like in the Alps. It's really cool. So we have a lot of ethnic dance groups that will be performing. Those are definitely highlights. Obviously the little leg races, the dogs are
they're a
major
riot.
Highlight.
Obviously.
They're a riot.
Seriously, if you've never seen this, you've got to go. It
do.
Is so much
hysterical.
Fun.
Hysterical. It is.
Yep.
You can play bingo. You can have a wine tasting experience. Again, there's the big carnival. There's just something around every corner for every single age. And you can just hang out in one of the beer halls with your friends and have a great afternoon.
You can't have a bad time at
you
a
can't.
Beer hall.
Mm-mm.
It's impossible.
And we have 3 of them.
Right. And actually, it's kind
of
illegal, too.
Yeah.
To
how much fun
time.
You have?
No,
oh, it's illegal to have a bad time.
It's illegal not to have
it is
fun
at Das Fest.
Yeah,
that's absolutely right. There's, as a matter of fact, the state passed legislation about it. it's a line item in the budget. You get fined, and they will collect the money if you do not have
and
a good time at Das Fest.
Then you have another beer.
And you right?
Yeah, yeah. We got that. We've got beer straight off the ship from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
We have Camba Bavaria, which is very interesting because it's a craft brewery in Germany. And if you know like the beer purity laws of Germany, you know, that's kind of a big no-no. Only 4 things go into making a beer, but not at Camba. And it's a very cool, small Bavarian brewery. And we carry Camba beer in the Camba barrel room.
Directly from Germany, we've talked about
literally off the ship.
And now
off
where they're
the
at, it's that much
Germany.
Closer to the lake. So the beer's getting there quicker, colder, right?
Absolutely.
It's going to be better.
They cold. Ship it on the lake? How do they get to the lake?
Yeah.
There's a sea wave from
just
the,
kidding.
You know that.
God, yeah, and great
no
food.
Idea.
Mater's Restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
anchors,
talk about the food.
All the food vendors. Mater's Restaurant. Maria
Lake Geneva Country Meats, Bratz. Hello.
Award winning. They won awards in Germany for their brats.
Right.
They took down German sausage makers. Like, you got, yeah, so we have the best there.
It's got the best beer from Germany and the best brats in the world.
Yeah. And then the best rest of the German food from Maeder's. I mean, they're award-winning too. So, yeah, it's incredible.
And lots of other food. Like, we do have all the things. The corn and the barbecue and Maria is back with her bakery. So, Oma Jean's Konditorei will have her little cakes, the mini cakes, the Black Forest and the Bienenstock and all
Black Forest cake is so good.
Yeah.
Not what fair.
You can have it for breakfast. It's okay.
Oh, I know.
It's all right.
Oh, I know.
So there's other events, too. And I'm thinking about the Hammerschlagen.
Oh.
We got that back?
We have four specially carved Hammerschlagen blocks. So nice. You'll be able to play, it's the pounding the wood, the nail into the wood, that
right.
game.
Right.
It's hard. I tried to do it 2 years ago on a TV interview, and it was miserable. I was hoping no one saw it. Like, I was so bad. I think I maybe hit it 1 out of 10 times. So
tell me, what
it's
is
hard.
That?
Go ahead.
Hammerschlagen is nothing more than pounding a nail into a log.
Okay.
But you tap the nail in to get it started, and then you have to kind of hide the nail with the hammer.
Uh-huh.
One-handed, pick it up, and hit the nail. And some people can do it in one hit. Some people can't do it at all. But it's a lot of fun. Cause it's coordination with a little bit of power.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to, until you get really good, you don't want to swing too hard. But there's varying rules on it, I guess, depending where you're at. Because the size of the hammer matters.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to use, I've seen it played with hatchets, which I can't do that.
Whoa.
That's really good.
That's
I was
going to
say, can I use a 10-pound sledge? You know? Because I feel like maybe I can do it. If
you're picking it up with one hand.
One hand.
You gotta remember that. You're picking it up with one hand and swinging it.
I can't even pick up a 3 with one hand.
Yeah,
so.
We actually had a Hammerschlagen log on our deck for several years, and we played it a little bit differently than they do at the Das Fest.
Sort of like quarters.
Kind of, yeah. There may have been some hydration going on during the game.
Hammerschlagen pong, something like that. Right.
But the first person to bury the nail, everybody had to take a drink. You know? But it's a fun game.
It's so much fun. And you, absolutely, you're like a pro. You're a Hammerschlagen pro. You just nailed that.
That was good.
She's Jackson
left the room.
She's got to come on Jackson's
jokes. You can borrow it. Okay.
But it's a really fun game.
Yeah.
And axe throwing, I would assume?
We will not have axe throwing there this year, I do not believe. They're coming. But hopefully, maybe in 2026, will be another surprise.
Yeah.
But guess what we have?
What?
Steinhoisting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we have steinhoisting competitions in the Camba Barrel Room every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Have you done that?
I haven't done it yet, no.
Oh, gosh.
We keep talking about it, but I never get registered.
I feel like, didn't you have shoulder surgery?
I've had a couple shoulder surgeries.
Is that going to hamper your ability?
Or
have you done enough?
We'll have to try it.
I mean, I feel like Amy could do it after shoulder surgery because
It should be like part of the PT.
She had shoulder surgery and then like 30 minutes later was just back doing everything she needed to do.
I don't think it was 30 minutes.
It was like 30 minutes.
She was doing rehab the day of surgery.
Yeah.
Came home and she was already in her positive movement chair and all that stuff.
Right. And he's like, I don't know. Like, I can't even keep up with her. She's supposed to be doing this in 6 weeks and she's doing it yesterday. So,
she went into PT with 100% motion.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I feel like she should compete because
there's a women's division.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure she would win it.
I'm not good at it, but I could barely.
I would definitely
3-pound sledgehammer with one hand. So but
5-pound Stein.
Yeah, like how much does that weigh when holding?
Now as soon as you said that, the way you like tilted your head and squinted your eyes, I was like, okay, that just threw me. I don't know. It's a really heavy glass 1-liter Stein, and I know that the men's division typically can go as long as 5 minutes holding it. Women are typically 2 minutes, but I've seen some women hold it far longer or for more time than that.
A few years ago, I emceed the Stein hoisting contest for Oktoberfest here in downtown Lake Geneva.
Okay.
And the guys went 4.5, 5 minutes. We were stunned. But the women went like 3.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
I'm like, 40 seconds.
I know.
You know, and then plus you're holding this stein of icy cold beer and you're thinking,
I'm hot.
Just thirsty. Looks really good. So everybody who plays everybody who plays a stein hoisting competition, you can register in advance, which I highly recommend because we only have so many spots each day. So when you play, it's like $10 to play, but you get a signature, like exclusive Das Fest pint glass with a beverage ticket inside of it.
Oh.
Right? Right. Just for playing. Yeah. Just for playing. And then the winner gets a really cool prize package and bragging rights, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Bragging rights. Yeah. Well, that's good. You got to replace those liquids. But yeah, it is 5 pounds.
Hydration.
5 pounds.
Very important to Tom.
You were right.
Yes, you have
got
to
all the games down.
You not all the games. I know a couple.
You know the game that's my speed? Bingo.
Yes.
You can't. Bingo's good.
I love bingo.
Because you can do stein hoisting while playing
bingo. Playing bingo. That's true.
Don't
that's
do hammer slagging.
You can.
People get mad.
Yeah.
Not good. Hard on the table.
I am going to be this old lady,
bingo.
Right? That has all my trolls in front of me. And
I've
my
seen her before.
Freaky glasses and hat on and everything, and my, you know, and chewing my gum.
Okay, I need B6.
Right?
What's he say, Ty? Ty, what's he say?
Ty, give me a beer.
But yeah, I.
Okay, so say Voltreffer.
Voltreffer?
Voltreffer.
Voltreffer?
Yeah.
Okay, is that bingo?
That's bingo.
Voltreffer.
That's what you have to yell when you're
Voltreffer.
Playing bingo.
Yeah. And if you don't say
now,
it.
Now say it like the lady with the hat and the glass.
Voltreffer!
It's the only.
What's that word?
It's the only imitation that I do of myself when I'm old.
You heard it live. Here. Right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool thing about bingo at Das Fest. All 3 days, you can play. It's right across from the Canva Barrel Room, so what's not to love there?
Convenient.
But the profits, it's run by, and the profits go 100% to join the movement to stop human trafficking.
Oh,
awesome.
So we are all about charity, and that's, you know, the number one thing. Everybody is always, like, elbowing me. Don't forget the charity thing. I'm like, I know. That's what we do this for. We're all, a big, big group of volunteers. 30 year round, 300 during the fest, and we're all just crazy enough to do this just because we love it, and we give all the profits to multiple charities.
Right.
Well, it's a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. How do you not really get involved in it?
Yeah. And if you're involved in a charity, reach out to Tammy because, like, isn't that, like, if you send volunteers and groups of whatever, you join in
to beer
the fundraising,
and stuff like
that. Right. I mean, that's
so four volunteers over 3 days at some point on or off, and you're automatically in the pool of profits. And so we have, you know, Sharing Center, the Bridge Food and Diaper Bank, Circle of Friends. The list is very
JTM.
Long. Yeah, yeah, JTM. You can be a service club, Lions Club. It's the coolest part about it.
Do you still have openings for that, or are they filled up?
Yeah, no, we still have some openings. So, and there's a volunteer button right on the website.
So get in there and get your nonprofit signed up.
Yeah, and plus you get your logo on the website, you get your logo on a banner, you get to wear your own, like, organization shirts or bring materials to pass out.
Right.
So, you know, you're volunteering at the admission ticket booth and you put out your flyers right out there as well.
Yeah, right.
So it's good exposure for your charitable organization. It's just
and
it's not to love.
And it's a lot of fun. I've been back there before. It's a blast.
Well, every volunteer also gets perks, right? You get a sandwich card, you get a t-shirt, you get, you know, a beverage ticket. So it's really fun to volunteer there.
You're surrounded by awesome
and
German beer.
But you have to be fun.
Right.
You have to be fun. Oh,
well.
This is all about the fun. So did I just take...
Maybe not.
No.
I mean, I could try.
Oh, yeah. Tom is absolutely no fun whatsoever.
It.
Right. Right. I mean, it's just, I don't know. A lot of these events are for profit. They are. And that's fine because, you know, they're still going to pay somebody's bills, whether, you know, whatever. But this is not. Like, Tammy comes out of this, Das Fest comes out of this with $0.
Mm-hmm.
And they start over next year. And so it's just, there's nothing like it. There's just not a fundraiser that's a tri-county fundraiser, right? Because you have organizations from Racine County, Kenosha County, and Walworth County participating. Correct. And so there's just, I mean, there's nothing like it.
No, there really isn't. Yeah. And you don't really even need to think about that it is, you know, for nonprofits, because it's that much fun.
It is.
But while you're there having a good time, just remember, you know, everything that you're doing to help is going to great causes.
Right.
You know, and it makes it that much easier to have that much more fun.
Right. I can tell you that when we went to the Kenosha County and Salem Lakes board or council or whatever they're called, and, you know, they were discussing, you know, we need this and we're going to need the security and just getting all of these ducks in a row for all of the proper permits to do these things, which everybody has to do. One of the things that you could see a complete change and shift in attitude, just the whole atmosphere of the room, is when she said, remember, this is all charity. This is all for charity. This is not a, you know, this is not a festival that, you know, is just going to be walking around with all these, you know, just all these people that are just causing trouble or anything. This right. is a family event. All the money goes to charity. The whole room did they were like, oh, right. Mm-hmm. This is like, we need this.
It's a blast.
Yeah. It is. It's everybody.
It's for all the right reasons.
They're serious, having fun. Like,
right.
That is why we go. That is why we do this. But every single dime that you're putting into that place, all of the profits go back out.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. And so it's, I don't know. It's just, there's not a festival around here like this.
No.
For sure.
And it's really cool when people are walking around in their German outfits.
I know.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know how they do it in the heat.
There,
you can.
And they're not really that expensive.
Authentic dirndls and lederhosen. Yeah. Yeah. The Ernst Licht. It's a European, say that fast.
Nope.
310.
Thanks for the offer. Yep, I'm not going to do it.
European import company. And they come from Pennsylvania with a truck and a half load full of the most beautiful German imports.
Yeah.
You can get the real deal, the real lederhosen, dirndl. So, you know, you'll be ready for the Oktoberfest season.
It's incredible.
You can try them on there.
The craftsmanship of those outfits.
For sure.
It is, oh my God.
And I guess they're not that, I would think they were really hot, but I guess they're not. Because
they're heavy. I would think so too.
The first Ozfest I went to when I was still in Walworth County, I ran into friends of mine that were garbed up.
Uh-huh.
And I thought originally that when I saw people walking around in that attire that they were performers or whatever. And they were just getting into it and they were, you know, German background, whatever,
right.
trying to live the life and having a blast. And I asked, aren't you really hot? Nope. Of course, they were drinking.
Well, as
so
long as you're staying hydrated,
better.
It's usually okay.
It's
but,
important.
It's very important.
Important, yes.
It's awesome.
No, they're not that. You know what? It's Wisconsin. Once it hits the 90-degree summer days, it is what it is. Whatever you're wearing, you know,
right.
T-shirt, lederhosen,
bathing suit, whatever.
Dirndl.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
bathing
awesome.
Suit. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't wear bathing suits to DOS Fest, please.
No.
Just ignore
Well, we'll
me.
Have the mister tense.
Don't make it
You can
weird.
Run through the mist. Okay, never
Ew,
mind.
Don't
no,
stop.
No. No,
they will.
Normal
I wish you could see their faces.
They will. They will, Tammy. They'll do it. They'll do it. We'll be making rules next year.
We'll be sitting in the beer tent going, I can't
God.
Believe they did
yeah.
that.
You yeah. know why that happened. Life yeah. matters again.
Life matters.
Yeah. Jeez.
Life matters.
Anyway.
Fun matters.
So,
it all matters.
Room for dogs for the Little Leg races. Room for volunteers from nonprofit organizations. And does this include, like, if there's a school?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Know?
Like
okay.
we have the Westosha cheer team is
right,
running
like
all
that.
The parking.
Okay.
And, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so even think about that. If it's it
yeah,
might be summertime, but
they can help with the kids area. We have a kids zone. It's a Thrivent family tent, and it's all the kids crafts and activities are free, and they can get little prizes, and there's face painting, and so it's a great place for school volunteers, church
See?
Volunteers.
Oh,
yeah.
churches
Everybody
too.
Can get
churches
involved
too.
In it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Stein hoisting, all of these other events, registration is open right up until I mean, super close or
yeah, until right,
right,
absolutely. Well, if it sells out,
you'll know.
You know, you'll know. We'll,
right,
we'll you know, or we'll open up another stein hoisting competition. Right. But you we'll should be able to
go
sign
a
up
whole
for
another day.
Well, just another day. Dogs okay. can't register at the event. That has
right,
to be done
right,
ahead
right.
of time. But stein hoisting likely will have some room. But I still encourage people to get registered in advance. Then you know you've got your spot.
Right, and the dogs. First of all, the only dogs allowed on the property are the dogs that are racing.
Correct.
Because liability issues and things. But and you also have to, you know, have shot records and all those kinds of things for your dog. So prepare all of that for when you register because they will ask to see that. And so,
right.
But it's a great time. And everybody gets a little goodie bag, you know, for entering and then, right? And then
yeah.
the winners
and
get
a bandana.
And a bandana.
Like a Das Fest bandana. Yeah.
And, you know, that's the only
cool.
thing that
Gotta
threw me off
of
at the Kingfish game is
yeah.
I would look down and there's no bandana. Like, I'm so
yeah.
used to seeing the different colors.
Right.
And I was like, oh, there. Right.
So you
this
thought
isn't...
you had a bunch of ringers in there that weren't
I have
registered?
No idea. No. Because they, I mean, a couple showed up and wanted to race,
ringers.
And we were like, whatever. But
yeah.
But no, there's no ringers. But I knew most of the dogs that raced at the Kingfish Games.
Because they run the circuit.
From the,
in.
Yes, the yeah. circuit.
And they
the
knew
circuit.
You. They knew
and they
you.
Knew me. And
which
here's
was
the funny
great.
Thing. They, the parents know me, but I recognize the dogs. Right? And
yeah.
so
you
they're.
Don't care about the people as really, much as you do the dogs.
I mean, I love the people, but no, I don't. I don't really care. They're
well,
not as cute.
I knew
Sorry.
That the first time I asked. Saw you ask a dog who brought you.
Yes.
So who brought you here?
Yeah. Well, he answered.
Yeah.
Ha. Them. Anyway, so.
That's great.
Website?
DasFestWI.com. So DasFestWI.com.
It's going to be so much fun. July 18th, 19th, 20th.
Yep.
At the Kenosha County Fairgrounds. Everybody knows where that is. $2 admission, free parking.
$2, really?
$2.
Yeah.
I know, that's nothing.
No.
You got that in the city
for 10
of your
and up.
Car.
10 years old and up. So
oh, right.
if
kids are
the
free.
Kids
under
you know,
10.
Kids under 10, they're walking in.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. Yeah. I can't wait.
I can't either.
Me too.
We will keep you posted going forward on some of the things for DOS Fest if anything changes. The one thing we didn't mention, and it's because there's so much that you literally have to go to the website, is all of the different bands. Of course, the Alex Meixner band, 100%.
Yeah, you. I mean, this like, is a guy who sings in 11 languages and plays 12 instruments, and he will play Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train on the accordion,
yeah.
like a version you've never heard.
And it's awesome.
You will dance. Somebody said to me after the first year, they had no idea who Alex Meixner was. They came Friday, they came back Saturday, and they said, I had no idea it was going to be like a show,
yeah.
right? Like, this is not, this. He's not background music.
Well, he's only
he's,
like...
He is a performer.
What? He's four, maybe 45, 50 years old. I mean, he's not... If he is
yeah,
he even that
sorry,
old?
Sorry, Alex, I don't want to age you, but I don't. Yeah, maybe.
I mean, he's a kid.
Maybe
really
he's a kid.
Compared to us,
to me,
right?
He's a kid
compared to me.
Yeah,
but, and it's so much energy. It's just it's
so
incredible.
Much energy.
But a lot of other bands that you will recognize from around here, and so it's not just polka and waltzes and stuff like that. There's country. There's rock. There's everything.
Absolutely.
Everything and a
yeah.
lot of local bands. And so go find your favorite. Plan to be here on that day and register for whatever you want to do. And then we will see you on the 18th, 19th, and 20th.
Yeah. Bleh. Yeah. Let's prost.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, Tammy, for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. And I will see you later today at the walkthrough.
Sounds good.
You're listening to Life Matters. We'll wrap up the show right after this on Lake 96.1.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
Stop it.
Whoa. Stop right there.
Stop! Stop it!
Just stop talking.
I know. 96 minutes. 96.1 minutes.
Yes, I
get it.
I think our listeners should help us decide that.
Oh, God. There were two things I said I wanted to talk about. Do you remember what they were?
I do. One was Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
And the other was Reed. I forget her first name.
Oh, Karen Reed.
Karen Reed, yes.
Okay, let's talk about that real quick first.
Sure.
Did you read up on that? Because I called you and said...
I did.
Okay. Karen Reed was involved in a murder trial. She was dating a police officer out in Boston or
mm-hmm.
that area. 4 years ago, they were kind of arguing. They were out with a bunch of other officers. And he was a police officer. They were out with a bunch of other officers. The group left and went to one of the officers' homes. And honestly, this has nothing to do with them being police until the end or
right.
the investigation.
Right.
So this group of people, they left. They were going to continue the party. Horrible snowstorm that night. That was the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
They were kind of arguing. She didn't want to go into this party. She pulls in the driveway. She drops him off. She pulls back out, leaves. The next morning, early morning, she gets a call. And this is like midnight or so.
Yeah, it was late.
Yeah. Next morning, she gets a call or a text or whatever that he has been found in the yard dead.
Correct.
She panics because she doesn't know. Like, she's like, did I hit him? Like, she questions herself right off the bat. She doesn't think she did because, you know, you would have heard that. You know, if you hit somebody that hard, it's not silent.
You're going to know.
Right.
Yeah.
She was drinking. So anyway, so they do the investigation. The investigation, I'm going to guess that Tom is about to say that it was not a proper investigation.
No, not from what I saw.
Right. And the first jury trial, it was a hung jury.
Correct.
Just went to trial again. Last week, they came back with a not guilty verdict on the murder charge. Obviously, they found her guilty of, you know, OWI and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, whatever.
She was not without fault.
No.
But
well,
not in the, not in a, not as in the homicide.
Right.
She didn't kill him. She didn't hit him.
I don't think she did.
No, I don't
I mean,
either.
I have really, so I paid attention to this, like had it on the background in my office because it was a live court TV trial and stuff. I sort of got into that during the parade killer trial.
I watched it just to see how she reacted.
Exactly. So this is one that I've had on in the background. I didn't the first time, but the second one I did. I, at first, until the closing arguments, honestly did not know if she did it or not. I believe if she did, it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she did. Ultimately, he had these scratches on his arms. Did you see the pictures of those or did you hear about these?
I didn't follow the trial. No.
So it's wintertime in a snowstorm. He's got these scratches on his arms that very clearly look like dog bites. He got bit, pulled his arm out. You know, they're long, right? Got bit, pulled his arm out. They were from like a little bit above his wrist to a little bit above his elbow. What the prosecution was trying to say was that, because she had a broken taillight on her car, they were saying that it was cuts and scratches from that. But she had he had a coat on. It was wintertime.
Well, and if you get cut on something like that, usually it's one or two, depending on the edge that's doing the cutting. It's not going to, a taillight, it's not going to be from your wrist to your shoulder.
No.
And you're not going to repeatedly get cut on it because you're going to get away from it, even if you're intoxicated.
Right.
That makes no sense.
So, honestly, now, I think it's a correct verdict, the not guilty verdict. At first, I agree. You know, what was interesting was, and this goes back to the investigation. Okay, so this is 4 years ago. So now, ever finding out who killed this guy, probably never going to happen.
Not unless somebody comes forward.
Right. But the defense's theory was is that she dropped him off. He went in there. She had been flirting with another guy because her and this O'Keefe guy, the guy that died, they'd been fighting for a little while. And it was probably not going to end up in a
relationship was going away.
And she'd been flirting with this other guy. He knew it, whatever. So he was, I think he was inside. As a matter of fact, I know he was inside in that party. The defense theory was is that there was a fight inside the house. You know, there's a dog in the house. And that something happened to him inside the house. He got dragged outside and that's where he died. Because he died of hypothermia. Ultimately, he died. He froze to death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the case. Because obviously we will never know. I do feel very strongly now that she did not do it. After this second trial, I really don't think she hit him. But the interesting thing was that the detectives, when they came to investigate that night, never went inside the house, never went inside and questioned the people that were in the house. And the people who were in the house, all these cops, all these red and blues, everything, they never came out of the house.
Right.
Now, you don't have to be in law enforcement to know that that behavior on both sides of that issue is not appropriate, not normal.
No. I can understand people not coming out of the house. you know, if they've got something to hide and
exactly.
there's law enforcement out there, I get it.
But totally they were law enforcement.
Well, yes. That's an issue. That's mm-hmm. a red flag. But for nobody to go to that house and do any kind of investigating, that is just...
I mean, he was... Right. He was found out.
Right.
Would you go... If a guy was found outside, frozen to death, in the courtyard, out in front of your house, would you not, just out of sheer curiosity, go out there and see what was going on?
If I was in the house?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I was an officer on scene, I would be going to more than one door. I'd be
right.
going to every house in the area.
Right.
Trying to find out information.
So... While I don't believe they ever really provided proof that that's what happened, that, you know, there was a fight, something happened inside the house, and he either stumbled back outside or, you know, and they didn't keep track of him, which is rude,
yeah.
right? I don't think they ever presented evidence that that's what happened, but it's certainly the suggestion of it created enough doubt that she was found not guilty. Now, the sad part of the story is those parents... His siblings, his friends, never going to know what happened to him because
no.
this is 4 years ago. There's no evidence that's going to show anything. You're right, unless a person that was in that house comes forward. But there were a lot of people in that house. How do you get all those people to keep their mouth
well,
shut?
And I mean, this we're guessing.
Right.
We know nothing.
Exactly.
This is completely guessing. Do the people in the house really know? I mean, did this happen in the house? Could it have happened outside? As far as
somebody
what put him in that position.
Well.
And he could have done something stupid and cut his arm because we don't know how tore up his coat was. If you're getting scratched, whatever's covering your skin is going to get tore. But this could be completely innocent on both sides, her and whatever happened in the house.
Right.
And he simply was that intoxicated that maybe he got mad, whatever, got an argument in the house. I'm leaving, walked outside.
Right.
Passed out.
Right.
Theory. It
right.
could happen, you know.
But in the meantime,
real. Alcohol in your system, blood thins out, you're not creating as much body heat.
Right.
And you're passed out in the snow, you're not going to last long.
Right. I don't know. Haven't they always said that the Stephen Avery case, this group that's trying to defend him, has always said that's a huge cover-up and that he didn't mm-hmm. do any of that? My stand will always be there is no possible way that you can keep that many people from tripping up.
Right.
From leaking something.
Conscience gets to you.
Conscience gets to you. There's no, because that's a lot of people that would have had to be in on that.
Right.
This is the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people. There's no possible way you can get all these people to keep quiet.
No.
No way.
If we're right, mm-hmm. again,
Which
this is all
probably
guessing.
Probably we are.
but if we are... And there's knowledge of this from the people in that house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll find out in a few years.
I think so, too.
Because somebody will crack.
It'll eat them.
Yeah.
And probably a girl, if I had to guess, because women don't, they're far more sympathetic, and they don't compartmentalize. And the women weren't police officers. See, police officers have a way of, you have to have a way of separating stuff and moving stuff around in your
yeah.
brain to cope.
We definitely have developed. We have to develop a way to
yeah.
deal with the brutality of the job that we
right.
do. No doubt about it. But the conscience of the guys I know could not, it couldn't happen. Okay, I don't know anybody that could be a part of a cover-up like that.
I'm not saying that they wouldn't break. I'm saying that a woman would break first.
Well, yeah, you could be right.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because we parent situations.
We'll go with you with that.
We parent situations.
Right.
And you can only hold back for so long before you just bust out and you cannot hold it in anymore.
Yeah. The irritation I have, and I don't know everything about it, obviously, but it doesn't sound like he was hit by a car.
I don't think so.
It sounds like he got out into the snow and passed out.
Right.
So if there was a fight in the house and he left... Why would anybody not admit it? Yeah, we got in a fight, or he was fighting with Rob or whatever.
Right.
And they told him to get out, and he left.
Well,
okay.
Those marks...
That's nobody's fault.
They know that those marks were not on his arm earlier that day. Those marks had to have happened at
right.
some point in time that...
Yeah,
day.
And if you're
so,
in my
you're
house
right.
and you get in a fight with me, my dogs are going to jump
yep.
in and help. So
right.
you would have... There would be some kind of injury on you from
right.
the dogs.
Right. And
again,
you would know.
Right. And again, that wouldn't be my fault.
No.
You know, and I would be the first one to say, yeah, we got into it and he left.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never checked the front yard. We saw him this morning and called, or
right.
however it happened.
Right. I don't believe she did it. I really don't.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I just don't know what happened in that house. He was in a confrontation with something or someone.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
And you don't know what evidence is lost. And if it's,
exactly.
it's lost, it's lost. You'll never have
now.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. And most of it was in the snow, as right. far as well, he was concerned. Yeah.
yeah. But it all depends on what they gathered that night. And if this was a cover-up, there would be things that weren't taken.
Right.
You know, evidence that was
this long
passed over. I hate to right. even use that word when it comes to law enforcement for obvious reasons. We all know that. Does it happen? Unfortunately, yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying this is the case there because I don't know.
Right. And I'm not saying that that's the case either as far as the person being a law enforcement officer.
Right.
I'm saying that no matter what their occupation is.
Somebody knows something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. We only have a very short time. So I just want to say this, that we were going to talk about Caitlin Clark real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, Caitlin Clark was the superstar that came out of Iowa in the NCAA women's tournament, just absolutely and a wonderful person, phenomenal basketball
yep.
player. She went, and I'm not biased about this, but she went to the Indiana Fever in the WNBA.
Right, right.
I'm not upset about it. Anyway, so did Angel Reese went to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Angel Reese was the other young lady that was, you know, honestly, pretty rival, not as good as Caitlin.
No.
But she's good.
She's better in rebounds, stuff like that.
It's really hard for Caitlin Clark to rebound a ball when she's shooting threes from half court.
Right. And that was, I was going to say,
yeah,
Caitlin is
does.
A way better scorer.
Absolutely.
And her stats are way higher in the assists
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So they're both extremely good basketball
right.
players.
The disappointing part is that Caitlin Clark is literally being physically abused on the court, and the yep. WNBA has epically failed to control this, as have the officials during the game. She got poked in the eye and literally pushed down with two hands after the whistle was blown. This was not a block. This was a visible push. Then you've got the other teammates who are trying to protect her. So the next play, you've got Sophie Cunningham that is just like she became a black belt when she was 6 years old. You know, jacking with Sophie is not a good idea either.
Right.
Who very gently but very obviously
deliberately
a little bit took a player down after this eye poking
right.
incident and all of this and made it very clear to her that Caitlin's not out there alone. So
right.
watch it because
well, thank God she's got a team around her. But yeah, it's out of control. And like we had talked about earlier, the 300% attendance or viewing has gone up for the WNBA, which is great for them, but this isn't the way it should happen.
Right.
If people are watching to see if she's bringing them to the games because of her talent, that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're showing up to watch the fights, that's ridiculous because this shouldn't be happening,
well,
and they shouldn't allow it.
So this is pretty recent. This really blatant abuse is just within the last
it's few been
weeks.
Getting worse.
It has been getting worse. And stats were up for the WNBA games before this fighting started. So
right.
she was bringing them in. The ticket sales have gone up. Viewership has gone up. Advertising, you know, sponsorships have gone up over 300% in
yeah.
some cases. And so what's disappointing about this, and they're watching Angel Reese too, don't get me wrong, but they're also watching Angel Reese because she's quite the diva, which is her personality. That's her shtick. That's what she does. She's a great basketball player.
Yep.
But if she would, she'd be much better if she would get the chip off of her shoulder.
Is it a chip?
It's a big cement block is what it is.
I'm
it's
wondering
not
if
just
this is
chip.
Racial. Because there's a white girl out there that is a better basketball player and pulling more recognition than you are. I'm throwing it out there.
Between her and Angel Reese, between Caitlin and Angel Reese, yes, there's a distinct possibility between those two. And I will say this, that another one of those WNBA players can be clearly seen. What's the one's Brittany? that came back from, she was held hostage and they brought her back?
Oh, yeah.
Brittany Griner, is that what her name?
Yes.
Something Griner?
I think that's it, yes.
So she was playing against Caitlin Clark, got called on a foul, whatever, gotten, not a scuffle, but whatever. You can very clearly see her say, blank white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was ticked off about the fact that she was calling a foul.
Right.
So, yes, some of it is. And this is what's disappointing and sad. There's a lot of white WNBA players, a lot of black WNBA players. There's a lot of WNBA players. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You should be grateful because both of them, yes, Caitlin Clark is bringing more, but both of them and the way they played in college and the way that they that tournament went, because remember, they played each other in the finals, all of that. The recognition that they have brought, both of them, mm-hmm. to the WNBA, all of the rest of these players who nobody even knew they existed before this, need to step back. And it's embarrassing that women are treating each other this way.
Yeah. The numbers were going to go up anyways just because the way Caitlin Clark came out of college.
Absolutely.
Leading collegiate scorer of all time, all sports.
Right.
Phenomenal. Very prim and proper. Always gives a good interview.
Nice
never
person.
Does anything wrong. Yeah.
Really doesn't. Right.
Right. And if it wasn't for her, Angel Reese probably would be way more popular than she is.
I don't know.
Because she came
because
out, she was pretty hot,
for
too.
For her, Angel Reese wouldn't have had a rivalry.
Well,
and
that's
Angel
true.
Reese would have gone on and went to whatever pro team she went to, and nobody would have, it would have just been like any other WNBA person.
Well, I think
it was the rivalry.
Yeah, well, and that it was, and her becoming the leading point scorer. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a perfect storm.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing, I totally get rivalries. I totally get that challenge, that battle you have with
it's
your
motivating.
Right.
Right.
Totally get it. But this is way beyond that.
Over
this
the top.
Is abusive. This is hatred. And the WNBA allowing it to continue and the refs being on board with it, something's got to change.
Yeah.
Because
somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah. She's going to wind up getting hurt and she won't be playing anymore.
Right.
And you're going to lose everything. And it's already out of control, but it's only going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point does Caitlin Clark or any other player that's going through what she's going through and go, you know what? I'm done. I'm done getting
right,
beat up.
And then you're right back to nobody watching your games just like you were.
Yeah.
I know that after that last major incident where Caitlin got poked in the eye, she got knocked, like literally pushed down, all of this. After the fact, they issued some personal and technical fouls, and they did fine somebody $50,000. After the fact, like 2 days later.
Yeah.
That does not solve the problem.
No.
There's no investigating. You're right.
I understand. That should happen right then and there. You're out.
Down.
Start throwing people out of the game.
Exactly. And they did not do that.
Yeah.
Well, and that is, you cannot do that.
Right.
What would happen if one of those great big NBA players did that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, imagine on a football field you allow this stuff to happen.
Right.
You know.
That is 100% going to be an injury problem. Yes.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's out of control, and it's embarrassing. I know a lot of hockey fans, they watch hockey for the fights.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's whatever. Whatever turns you on, you do your thing. I don't care. I don't watch hockey that much, but I definitely don't watch it for the fights. I watch it to watch the skill of the players because I'm amazed by what they can do,
mm-hmm.
how they can skate, how they can handle that puck. The same thing with basketball, football players. I've played a lot of sports, you know, at a normal level for not a great athlete. I think I'm athletic, but I'm definitely not an athlete. But to watch people do the stuff that I did at the level they do, it just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's football or soccer or whatever, their talents, their abilities, that's what draws me in.
Right.
Not this disgusting crap.
Here's the thing, too, that I've always felt like I believe that watching the women play is way more fun than watching the men play, because men, it's just physical and bumping each other around and all that. Women's basketball is very strategic.
Yeah,
very strategic. And it's a lot of fun to watch. And it's especially a lot of fun to watch when you have a woman that is, again, pulling up half court and sinking threes on a regular basis.
Yeah. What I like watching her do is after the aftermath of one of these attacks on her.
Uh-huh.
She just goes around them and scores.
Right.
It's kind of like a screw. Without even doing anything or saying anything, it's right in your face and like a true professional. I think it's just awesome.
And she has, you have a hard time. When she gets like, or whatever, you have a hard time taking her serious because you know she's just such a nice person. Like, she's just kind of going around making her baskets. Like,
right.
You know, but yeah, I don't want to see her change that attitude in order to protect herself. So the refs have got to start doing their job.
That's what turns us off about athletes. If you think about it, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, relatively humble in the beginning, nice guys, said and did the right thing, and they grew into this arrogant person that we all wound up disliking.
Right.
Right now, Jordan Love, everybody loves him.
Right.
Because he is a humble guy, he gives his team credit.
Right.
You know, I don't hope cop the dude. He doesn't change. Because I think he's a phenomenal quarterback. He's only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as his attitude stays the way it is, he's going to be a legend in Green Bay.
Right.
If he goes down the path of the other two, he's going to go through the same thing they did.
Right. I just wish that, I know that Angel Reese is a really good player, and she's got her attitude and she's got her persona, and it's not that it's bad, it's just that it's getting physical and immature, and she would be much more fun to watch if she would just grow up
and play basketball
and because she's really good
but she's a bully
and it's overshadowing.
I hate bullies.
So anyway, that's my thought.
We're tracking.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks. Might be like a half an hour longer.
Whatever. I know. We'll figure it out. Mike is going to have to acquiesce at some point because he gets
after
mad at me.
You
like
say,
he's texting me right now saying, shut up.
I'm never going to stop in the 96.1 minutes.
I know you're not.
Never.
I know. Anyway.
Until we get it.
Until we get it. That's right. That's Life Matters. You've had enough of us for this morning. Coming up, more music right here on Lake 96.1.